2. The development of the local spiritual assemblies. Local spiritual assemblies are at the present newly born institutions, struggling for the most part to establish themselves both in the Baha'i community and in the world. They are as yet only embryos of the majestic institutions ordained by Baha'u'llah in his writings. What we find expounded in the writings of our faith is the lofty station local spiritual assemblies must attain in their gradual and at times painful development. Among the more salient objectives to be attained by the local spiritual assembly in its process of development to full maturity are to act as a loving shepherd to the Baha'i flock, promote unity and concord among the friends, direct the teaching work, protect the cause of God, arrange for feasts, anniversaries, and regular meetings of the community, familiarize the Baha'is with its plans, invite the community to offer its recommendations, promote the welfare of youth and children, and participate, as circumstances permit, in humanitarian activities. In its relationship to the individual believer, the assembly should continuously invite and encourage him to study the faith, to deliver its glorious message, to live in accordance with its teachings, to contribute freely and regularly to the fund, to participate in community activities, and to seek refuge in the assembly for advice and help when needed. In its own meetings, it must endeavor to develop skill in the difficult but highly rewarding art of Baha'i consultation, a process which will require great self-discipline on the part of all members and complete reliance on the power of Baha'u'llah. It should hold regular meetings and ensure that all its members are currently informed of the activities of the assembly, that its secretary carries out his duties and its treasurer holds and disperses the funds of the faith to its satisfaction, keeping proper accounts and issuing receipts for all contributions. Many assemblies find that some of their activities, such as teaching, observance of feasts and anniversaries, solution of personal problems, and other duties, are best dealt with by committees appointed by the assembly and responsible to it. The time has come, we believe, when increasing numbers of local spiritual assemblies should assume responsibility for helping the teaching work of groups, isolated believers, and other spiritual assemblies in their neighborhood. Such extension teaching goals should be assigned by the National Spiritual Assembly or one of its teaching committees, or can be spontaneously adopted by local spiritual assemblies and should be carried out within the framework of the overall teaching plans of the country. It should also be made clear that by being given such goals, a spiritual assembly is not being given any jurisdiction over believers outside its area, still less over other local spiritual assemblies, but is being called upon to collaborate with them in their work. We long to see every local spiritual assembly either spontaneously adopt its own goals or warmly welcome those it has been or will be given by its National Spiritual Assembly. Swell the number of the adherents who compose its local community and, guided by the general policy outlined by its National Spiritual Assembly, proclaim the faith more effectively, energetically pursue its extension teaching and consolidation goals, arrange the observances of the holy days, regularly hold its 19-day feasts and its sessions for deepening, initiate and maintain community projects, and encourage the participation of every member of its community in giving to the fund and undertaking teaching activities and administrative services, so as to make each locality a stronghold of the faith and a torch-bearer of the covenant. The adoption of a local plan by the local assembly can exert a far-reaching influence on its work and on the life of the community.